presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Boy, oh boy, listen to the roar of that motor as Hop brings his ship in for a landing. And believe you me, when Hop brings her in, it's never anything but a perfect three-point landing. Because Hop's an expert flyer. How did he get to be so expert, even though he's only 18 years old? Well, there's only one answer to that. He was thoroughly trained in the groundwork. Learned all the fundamentals of flying while he was still in high school. He had to do this all on his own, too, at great expense to his Aunt Agatha. But that was before the Air Training Corps of America was organized. Fellas and girls, now you have an opportunity to get the same basic pre-flight training that makes Hop Harrigan such an expert flyer, at no cost to yourself or your parents. How? By joining the Air Training Corps of America and taking the pre-flight courses now being established by ATCA in high schools from coast to coast. Courses that teach navigation, meteorology, aviation, aerodynamics, engine design, and other things that make a good flyer. What's more, you can take these courses as part of your regular high school curriculum during regular school hours. You fellows who are planning to join the Army or Navy Air Forces to help win this war, and you fellows and girls who are looking forward to careers in peacetime civilian aviation when this war is won, don't waste any time. Start preparing right now by joining the Air Training Corps of America. Membership in ATCA is open to boys and girls who are juniors or seniors in high school or between 16 and 18 years of age. If some of you boys and girls listening are not yet old enough to join ATCA, tell your older brothers and sisters about it. Talk about ATCA to some of your older friends. Find out if there's an ATCA unit in your high school and make application for membership at once. If there is no ATCA unit in your school, ask your principal to communicate with us and we'll be glad to give him full particulars. Then write to us yourself. We'll be glad to answer all your questions and help you get an ATCA unit set up in your school. Address all inquiries to Air Training Corps of America, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. Jot that down. Air Training Corps of America, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. And now to our story. Summoned to a mysterious old mill house on the Atlantic coast by a fake telegram stating that Hop's Aunt Agatha had met with a serious accident, Hop and Tank walked into a trap. A trap set for them by a man known as the Baron, leader of an enemy spy ring, whose aim is to gain possession of the plans for Hop's plastic plane. As we continue today, Hop and Tank are standing at the door of the old house, attempting to get in.
The door's locked. Well, the knob came off of my hand.
Maybe we better call a cop and find out where this Dr. Wilson lives. The guy who sent the telegram.
Dr. Wilson! Oh, Doc! Hello! Hello in there!
You want to bust in?
Yeah, come on.
Okay.
Again. I think I hear somebody coming.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I wonder who it is.
Shh. Door's opening.
Do come in, gentlemen. I've been expecting you. But come in with your hands up.
What is this? What do you mean, hands up?
It's a trick, Tank.
Hands up, is it? Well, how do you like these pumpkins?
Hans, Ludwig, beat it, Tank. Run and get help.
What? And miss this shindig? Nothing doing.
Don't let him get away, Ludwig. Make sure.
Stop worrying, buddy. I ain't leaving.
Tank, get help. Notify the major.
Oh, gee, Hop.
That's an order.
I'm going, okay, but just one more suck.
Run, Tank. Run. Get him, Hans. He must not escape.
Yeah, here, little.
And now, Harrigan, you will come inside.
That's what you think.
Hold him, Ludwig. I do not like to use force, but sometimes it is necessary. Oh, that will quiet him. Take him inside, into the front room. Now, bring him to. There is no time to spare.
You let me out of here. I demand that you call the police. Can't you keep her quiet?
I will not go back in there with that woman. She hits me with her umbrella.
All right, bring her in here. I wanted to see her precious nephew anyway. This is what happens to those who oppose the new order.
Oh, what hit me?
I'll break every bone in your body. I'll break it. Hop.
Oh, and Agatha. Are you all right?
Of course I'm all right, but I... Oh, Hop, what happened?
Your nephew was a little impetuous, Miss Snap.
You listen to me, you smooth-talking Wiener Schnitzel. I will not stand for any... Hop, you're bleeding.
Oh, I'm all right, Aunt Agatha. I'm fine.
Good. Then we can talk business.
Who is this man, Aunt Agatha?
He's a Nazi.
Nazi?
Yes, that's what he is, Hop, a Nazi spy.
Oh, Hans. Where is the other one?
Doc, he got away in a car.
Oh, good old Tank. I knew he'd make it.
Fool that you are. Must I do everything myself? This changes our plans. And we must get out of here. This is no longer a safe place. He will come back with the police.
You bet he will. And they'll know what to do with spies who sabotage the war effort. You were the ones who tried to destroy my plane.
Be silent. Where to go? That is the problem.
Herr Baron, may I suggest...
Quiet, you blundering fool. You let him escape.
Yeah, Herr Baron, but it wasn't my fault. It was dark.
Silence! I know what we'll do.
What, Herr Baron?
Submarine U-56 is waiting offshore. They're expecting information from me. Quickly, the speedboat is moored at the dock.
Yes.
Take these two down there at once.
You're wasting your time.
I will be the judge of that.
Come along, you.
Don't push me, you weasel. I'm quite capable of walking without your help.
And now, Mr. Hop Harrigan, when we get aboard the submarine, perhaps we will be able to persuade you to see our point of view.
Listen, you butcher...
Silence!
After a fast trip on the Baron's speedboat, Aunt Agatha and Hop are prisoners on board the Nazi submarine. And the Baron continues to threaten Hop.
This much, Harrigan, I can tell you. You will never leave this submarine alive unless the plans for the plastic plane are in my hands.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't lie to me. We know you built the plastic plane, and we mean to have the plans. You don't need blueprints for that. You constructed every bit of it yourself. Now, don't be a fool, Harrigan. There's a drawing board and the necessary instruments. My country will reward you handsomely.
But I don't know anything about the plane.
There is no sense in playing stubborn, my young friend, and less in lying.
My nephew is a very truthful boy.
Madam, will you please stay out of this?
Now, what would an 18-year-old boy know about a plane?
Hold your tongue!
Don't you shout at me, you fat sausage. I'm not accustomed to it.
It might have been better to have left you on shore.
Not me.
Now, listen to me, Harrigan. You are brave. Very brave. But sometimes courage is the tool of the weak. You do not fear death?
I don't fear anything that comes from you.
Bravo! A noble sentiment, but badly timed. After all, Harrigan, you are my prisoner. And my country and yours are at war. We need the plastic plane. With the shortage of steel growing acute, it will solve our problems. I repeat, Harrigan, we need your plane. And we mean to have it.
Not from me.
Oh, why don't you stop badgering the boy? Seems to me you might spend your time more profitably cleaning up your filthy old submarine. Smells of oil and it seals it, too.
Miss Snap, my patience is at an end. You will refrain from speaking unless asked a direct question.
You're very good at frightening women, aren't you?
This is war, Harrigan.
What you're doing isn't war. It's dirty, sneaking sabotage.
Well, let me put it another way. If you withhold the plans for the plane, what will it gain? Sooner or later, we will have one like it. Our engineers are now working on the problem. And you will simply be throwing your life away.
Well, if that's the case, why don't you set us back on land and we'll all forget the entire matter and your engineers will build a plane for
us. I will not stand for your interfering. Miss Snap, you will keep your mouth shut.
You're excitable, isn't he? Reminds me of...
Silence!
Better keep quiet, Aunt Agatha.
I'd take your nephew's excellent advice if I were you, madam. And now, for the last time, Harrigan... You must know that you are fighting a losing battle. We are the greatest nation in history, with the greatest leader. We are invincible. You cannot halt our march any more than you can stem the ocean.
Ha! I'm not convinced.
We are ready for all emergencies. We have prepared long and carefully for this. All who stand in our way must be destroyed. We cannot lose.
That's what you think. That's what you thought 25 years ago, too.
Oh, and don't I remember? Why, we licked the pants off you. Oh, what am I saying?
Silence, both of you. If you will not listen to reason, there are ways of making you see the light.
Oh, you don't scare me, mister.
I have no intention of frightening you, Harry.
Go on, call out your Gestapo boys.
I am my own Gestapo. But I am not thinking of you now.
What do you mean?
Hans.
Ja, Herr Baron.
Take Harrigan to the brig. No, wait. I have a much better idea. Take him into the next room and lock the door.
Yeah.
I don't want him to miss this.
What are you going to do?
You'll soon find out, my friend.
I wouldn't try anything, Harrigan. This gun is loaded.
What are you up to?
It seems that you're quite free with your own safety, my young friend. I wonder how you will feel when someone dear to you is in danger.
Why, you wouldn't dare.
And who could stop me?
And if you're trying to frighten me, Mr. Big Mouth, let me tell you something. My great-grandmother fought the Indians on the plains, and my mother sent her husband off to the Spanish-American War. I saw my brother go to France 25 years ago, where they did a pretty good job on you and your kind. So don't you try to frighten me. We snaps don't scare so easily.
That remains to be seen. Take him out, Hans.
In there. On.
If anything happens to her, you'll be...
No heroics, Harrigan.
Achtung! Achtung! Former approach east by northeast.
I will attend to you later, Miss Knapp.
Prepare for crash dive. Who the station?
Crash dive.
Sign of that speedboat, Major McCall. You think that fisherman who told us about it could have been wrong?
I don't know what to think, Tank. We're 50 miles out to sea.
Major.
Yes?
Look, down there, off to the right. It's a submarine, isn't it?
Yes, Tank, I see it. They're trying to submerge. Wait a minute. That's not one of our big boats. I can see the markings. Yes, they must have spotted it.
Well, let's get them, Major McCall. It'll square things a little for Hop. Just tell me what to do.
All right, Tank. Stand by for action.
Unknown to Major McCall and Tank, Hop and Aunt Agatha are helpless prisoners aboard the Nazi submarine. Will Tank or the Major discover this in time? Don't miss the exciting episode to follow next week, same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Say, doesn't the sound of that plane motor do something to you? Doesn't it make you want to be a flyer? Well, here's an opportunity for you to get a thorough grounding in pre-flight aviation, to prepare yourself a plane and learn the actual mechanics of flying. It costs you nothing, and you can learn during regular school hours by joining the Air Training Corps of America and taking the ATCA pre-flight courses as part of your regular high school curriculum. This goes for you fellows who plan to answer the call of the Army and Navy Air Forces for thousands of young cadets as soon as you reach the required age. And also for you boys and girls who are planning careers in peacetime civilian aviation. Don't put this off. Remember, if there's no ATCA unit in your school, let us know about it. We'll do all we can to help you set one up. Meanwhile, discuss the ATCA plan for pre-flight education with your own school principal and with your father and mother. Ask them to write to us. We'll be glad to answer all their questions. Address all correspondence to Air Training Corps of America at 285 Madison Avenue. I'll repeat. Air Training Corps, 285 Madison Avenue, New York City. Don't waste time. Write today. You may be an ATCA airman tomorrow.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you next week. Same time, same station.
Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York.